This is St. Louis Public Radio. Monday's total solar eclipse is an event that could inspire a new generation of stargazers. Several school districts in the path stockpiled special viewing glasses and have planned activities for the day. As St. Louis Public Radio's Ryan Delaney and Camille Phillips report, others are closing due to safety concerns.
One of students' first science lessons of the year isn't happening in a classroom, more like high above it. Stephanie Volley is the middle school science curriculum coordinator for the Parkway School District, and she's been getting ready for more than a year.
What an absolutely incredible way to start off the school year by having this real-world, once-in-a-lifetime experience.
An opportunity, but also a challenge. Teachers have to figure out how to shepherd hundreds or thousands of students outdoors and have them all keep their viewing glasses on. Karen Hargadein is with the group of people possibly the most excited for Monday, the St. Louis Eclipse Task Force. She says the planning will be worth it because the eclipse could illuminate students' interest in science.
Maybe this would be a great activity and experience for kids that may decide they want to be an astrophysicist or an astronaut. This lends itself greatly to all of those areas, and there's a bunch of activities and lessons that can all go around the eclipse.
Teachers are designing age-appropriate lessons. Erin Tyree, program manager at the Challenger Learning Center in Ferguson, says that includes making scale models of the sun and moon or pinwheel viewers out of cardboard.
There's so many things you can do with light and shadows and the sun and moon in general. If you're in an area with cement, you could make yourself into a human sundial.
Better yet, you could be a fifth grader at Highland Community School in Illinois. They're taking a field trip 2 hours south to a state park just to be in the path of totality. I asked Jen Abdelazim of Parkway Schools, what if the sun doesn't shine on Monday?
It's not going to rain. It won't.
Teachers have a backup plan if it's cloudy. Kids will watch a NASA live stream from someplace, well, less cloudy. Other schools won't be in session at all. I'm Ryan Delaney.
And I'm Camille Phillips. A total solar eclipse comes around less often than a blizzard or a heat wave, so it's harder to prepare. That's led some school districts in Missouri and Illinois to have an eclipse day. That is to say, no school. At least a dozen school districts in Franklin and Jefferson counties are closed Monday. They're near the center of the path of totality, where the moon will be covering the sun for the longest amount of time. That's expected to attract a lot of visitors and a lot of traffic. Fox School District Superintendent Jim Wipke says he wanted to have school because the eclipse is a great learning opportunity. But
if we were to have an emergency at one of our schools, I had to feel comfortable that first responders would be able to get to that school and get back in an adequate amount of time. And after talking to local law enforcement, I just didn't feel 100% comfortable in that.
Wipke says his students are getting viewing glasses so they can look at the sun from home. But school districts in the path of totality aren't the only ones closing. The Edwardsville School District in Illinois is worried that students going home might hurt their eyes because the 3-hour eclipse will still be happening. Linda Andre is Edwardsville's superintendent.
About 2/3 of our children board buses, and we're responsible for them in that time as well as until they actually walk into their homes at the end of the day. And that's a huge responsibility that we take very seriously.
At St. Louis University High School in St. Louis, teenage boys hand out glow-in-the-dark t-shirts and pick up viewing glasses. The Catholic Boys' School is also closing for the eclipse, but not because of safety. Principal Ian Gibbons says most students will be able to see the eclipse better from home. Take sophomore PJ Butler. He lives in South St. Louis County.
We're about to get like a minute and a half of totality, and I'm having some family over to view it.
SLU High is connecting students who don't have a good spot to see the big event with classmates who have prime views. I'm Camille Phillips, St. Louis Public Radio.